Lisa Crilly Malice is a time strategist recognized for providing practical solutions to everyday productivity challenges. A certified coach, trainer, and facilitator, Lisa knows that one size fits all does not apply when it comes to getting the most out of your day with ease. I'm looking forward to chatting with her. Lisa, welcome to the Sort of Success Weekly podcast, Grow Your Business with Speaking. Thanks for being with me.
Totally my pleasure, Pat. Thanks for inviting me.
Yeah, well, I just know that you have a wealth of knowledge to share with people about speaking and using it to grow your business. I know that you did a lot of speaking 1 year. How many were there again, the speaking?
48. My goal was once a week and I came awfully darn close.
Yeah. So what were the key takeaways from that experience for you?
My biggest takeaway from that experience was the fact that I don't want to speak to sell.
Yeah.
Shocking. It took 48 times to figure that out, but that is absolutely my number one. I like to speak to educate. Mm-hmm. And I was not able to figure out how to speak to sell, whether it's speak to sell anything, you know, things from the back of the room or one-on-one coaching. Initially, that was my plan. Yeah. I wanted to present in order to book one-on-one coaching clients. That is not at all what happened. So my biggest takeaway from that is I want to speak to educate and speak to train more than anything else, more than speak to market.
Yes. And I believe that you told me that you have been nurturing names, the emails that you got during that. So talk about what you've done with the names that you gathered during that 48 speaking engagement year.
Right. So they go on my email list. And then periodically I will run a free webinar or I'll do a, you know, jump on a quick 15-minute phone call with me if you have a question. I'll do some open Q&A sessions. And there are people who are on that list. That was, I think, 4 years ago when I did that massive amount, who are now becoming clients. That was a very long period of time.
Yeah. And do you think that they're becoming clients now because they're now ready, or are they just realizing the benefits of working with you now, or what?
I think that people will hear something and they'll think, oh, I'm doing that. Mm-hmm. Or I know that, sorry. They'll say, I know that. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't mean they're doing it.
Yeah.
And then they'll hear it again a couple months later, and then they'll hear it again a couple months later, and then all of a sudden something happens in their life. Mm-hmm. There's a tipping point of some sort, whatever it may be. In my case, it's usually their business grew a lot all of a sudden, or they are taking care of aging parents or right now kids at home while they're used to kids not being at home. Right. So, and then all of a sudden they're like, man, I'm not doing that. Like, I know it, but I'm not doing it. And then they reach out. So I think a piece of it is they may have needed it when they first heard it, but they weren't ready to make the change. I share with clients all the time that when the pain of moving becomes greater than the pain of staying, that's when you're ready for help.
Yeah.
I think that was a piece of it. I also think that because I'm more comfortable training than marketing, the clients I did book were corporate training gigs, which is not what my intention was. And so those came right at the beginning.
Yeah.
And some of those will still pop up periodically, but it's more the one-on-one clients that will come now as fruit from that seed planted years ago.
Yeah, right. That's amazing. So do you do as much speaking? I know now you're probably not doing any speaking that way. So what are you doing instead?
So now what I'm doing is I will be a guest expert in someone's existing group.
Okay.
So whether that is an existing chamber group, I'll jump on for 20 minutes and share knowledge about, you know, strategies to how to work from home remotely, or how do you support your staff who used to all be in the same room with you and now are all, you know, spread out all over the place. So I'll do that, but more so I'm getting into groups like Facebook groups where people have a community already. Mm-hmm. And then I come in there, and typically that's a paid gig. They'll pay my hourly rate to come in and answer questions and present within the community. So I do much more of that now.
Yes.
Then so
they're paying you to come in. Do you get to make an offer?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Absolutely. And those groups are teed up for me and well primed for that. And it's a soft offer. It's a, if I didn't have an opportunity to answer your question today that you still have, here's my email. I'm happy to jump on a call with you for 15 or 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. And people take advantage of that.
Yeah. So does that feel more comfortable to you than what you were doing in the 48 talks?
So much, so much. Like, I am not a memorizer or a script person, or, you know, I work off of bullet points. I always have. And I would have to force myself to memorize my marketing pieces in my talk. And they came off inauthentic. Like, I know they did, because I felt weird.
Yeah.
The way the audience didn't.
So these people in the Facebook groups, do you have a way of following up with them, or are they just random people that are in that other person's Facebook group?
Most of the groups that I'm coming into and speaking as an expert in, they have added me to their group. Mm-hmm. So I can continue to post. So it's not a come in and, you know, all once and done. Which is, again, much more the way I believe and the way I think, because it's habit changing, the things that I'm, or habit building, the things that I talk about. So a one and done isn't going to last long. So I'm able to come in, post videos periodically. So I'm a guest expert in their group for long term.
Yeah, that's an awesome strategy. Really great. So it seems like I heard you say last night on a meeting something about a new niche that you're working in. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what you're up to now?
Yeah, absolutely. So when throughout most of my career as a time strategist, I've worked with service-based professionals. Every once in a while, there would be a product-based business owner, and periodically I would have an employee of a company, but almost always it was service-based. Mm-hmm. And as I started to dig in and do some work and realize, you know, that's still a really broad arena of people. Let's look for, are there any commonalities within that group? Mm-hmm. And I found a couple, and the easiest one for me to figure out how to market to was professional financial advisors, the independent financial advisors and financial professionals. So the people who are in that RIA space.
Yeah.
I had a number of clients from that group already. I could relate to the challenges these people had, and they have a very open and welcoming, that RIA space is very open and welcoming community. So I was able to make connections right away.
Yeah. And so are you going to use speaking or webinars or anything to try to attract clients there?
I am. And again, in that same, thought of training versus one-on-one client work. So I've submitted some proposals once the next round of conferences open. We'll see when that is. But I'm in a lot of those closed Facebook groups from people who are running that. So there's a number of people who are in the similar space or in the same space who do similar work that we overlap. So like there's a woman who does automation. Mm-hmm. And so she helps you automate all your products. And so it's a natural fit for us to work together. And so by being an expert in her group and then speaking for them periodically, it just works.
Yeah. Yeah. That's excellent. Well, one thing I always ask everybody who's on the podcast with me is, what are three traits that you think people need to have in order to be successful using speaking to grow their business?
I think one is clarity around why you're doing it. So, and or the ability to change your mind partway through. Yeah. Why are you speaking? Are you speaking because it's a lead generation activity? Are you speaking because you're looking to be, you know, social proof, be the expert? Or are you speaking to gain clients? And when you, so that's one. Another one is clarity of message. Like, what are you sharing with people? Mm-hmm. What are your steps so that you're leaving people with at least one aha moment?
Yeah.
And then finally, engaging. No one wants to watch or listen to a scripted robot. Be authentic. Whatever that looks like for you, be authentic. If scripting and memorizing that is authentic to you, then do that. Mm-hmm. But if you come off like I did, like you'd memorize something and you were just trying to get your way through it, that's probably not a great trait.
Yeah, great, good. Thank you. Thank you so much. So how can people reach you?
The best way is through my website, so impactivestrategies.com.
Perfect. Well, thanks a lot, Lisa, for being on with me today. I really enjoyed it.
My pleasure. Thank you, Pat.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Soar to Success, Grow Your Business with Speaking weekly podcast. For more information about using speaking as a marketing strategy, visit pataltvader.com.